This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Just had an unusual group therapy, hairdresser awkward. Breakup.
It was really awkward.
Yes, it was. I did a little research on this, because this is kind of the flip side, but breaking up with a hairdresser, they say, can be difficult because a relationship can be intimate and close. Huh. And they have some tips for breaking up with a hairdresser. Now, right, the opposite happened with our group therapy this week.
Apparently, it's awkward and difficult for a hairdresser to break up with a client, too.
Yes.
Easiest way is just to move to a new state.
That's true, Kato. Yeah. That's what they should have done.
Just ghost that hairdresser. Or the hairdresser ghosts them. How do you do that?
Well, that's what we're saying. Yeah. Move to another state.
So they say, have a conversation. If you've had a long relationship, it can be actually help both parties feel better if you have a polite conversation before stopping the appointment.
Well, we blew that part.
Yes, we did. Be honest, express that you think it's best to see another stylist, but you have no hard feelings. I just get the feeling I don't know your hairstyling method anymore.
How is any of this better than ghosting them?
Yeah, wouldn't it be easier to just be real busy every time they call?
Okay, yes, I guess so.
If you're the hairdresser.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, but either way, the other person just don't call, just ghost them. They'll figure it out.
They say wish them well, thank them for their service, and just wish them well and be respectful. And they say this is if you're firing a client. This is for the hairdresser. If you're firing a client, be honest and direct, but also respectful, which that did not happen this morning.
How does this sound like anything that's good advice? Because this is terrible advice. It didn't work very well for them.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it seems to me like ghosting is clearly the best choice.
Okay. And in on a positive note, they say try to end the conversation on a positive note as you are leaving the, I guess, hairdresser or whatever's going on. I don't know where you are, if you're in a parking lot or...
give us an example of leaving on a positive note.
Wish you well and hug the kids for me. It's hard to... You won't leave on a laugh. They always say that. And like, you know, in our... business, and if you're at a party and you're telling a joke, leave on a laugh. Like, once you tell that joke, you just leave. So maybe just tell the joke and leave.
You never leave parties, do you?
I got a hairdresser joke for you. All right. And nonetheless, anyway. So, some reasons why you might want to break up with your hairdresser include moving away. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Whether you're doing it or not.
You're moving. Okay. Major dissatisfaction or a mistake that they have made on your hair.
See, that's bad timing because they know why you're leaving then.
When he was supposed to turn me blonde and I was copper, and copper does not look good with my skin tone. And then whenever I asked him to fix it, he said, well, you don't need to dye it back to back, so you have to wear it like that for a while.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's terrible.
And did he fix it for free?
No, I never went back after that.
See, I had to make sure it got done for free, but then...
Yeah. No. No. Wasn't willing to risk it again.
Okay. Well,
that looks good.
Well, that was years ago for her, I think.
Oh.
She got up in a bun today.
It ain't copper now.
Because it does not look good. She didn't get washed last night. Let's just move on.
She? You call your hair she?
Mm-hmm. And last night was a hair night for her, and it just didn't happen.
She was tired.
Well,
she
was.
It's not a they. I mean, it's a lot of hairs.
She's, I don't know.
Okay.
Move on. Can't you tell I'm struggling today?
It's confusing.
But 3/4 of American, they say they are still looking for the perfect hairdresser. They can't find the perfect hairdresser.
Dang, that's picky.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think guys are more relaxed in this area. Girls, they take that stuff serious.
Well, because there's a lot that can go wrong.
Yes,
color, cut, they can give you bangs when you didn't ask for them.
Bangs.
Yeah, they cut your bangs off, and then what do you do then? You have to draw them in with one of those little Sharpies.
Lee Press-On bangs. Yeah. Don't they sell those?
Yeah,
they should.
Weave them right in is what you need to do.
A wig.
You could do that. I mean, you do it with your eyebrows anyway. You see, you put that little pencil on there and darken them up a little bit.
All three of you turn to look at mine to judge me. Go ahead.
No,
I'm struggling today,
you
okay?
To see if what he said made sense or not.
I thought you were going to say all three of my hairs. Eyebrow hairs.
No, he didn't. But did you just hear that drive by? That was so rude.
To me, your eyebrows don't look like they're drawn in. It looks like I see hair.
That's why I was late today, because they wouldn't work with me. And so I kept having to work at it. Y'all, it's a process.
Well, probably because they wanted a shower last night and they didn't get one.
Hush.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a tough breakup right there, I guess. If you're breaking up with a hairdresser, they say there's some other occupations it's hard to break up with. They say your doctor is hard to break up with.
I don't see why.
Well, you've been with that doctor for a long time.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I get
it's
the feeling hard. I don't know you anymore.
Well, it's hard to break up because getting into another doctor, a lot of times they're not taking new patients, plus you have to have medical records transferred.
Absolutely.
And then your doctor knows when he's sending your medical records off to another office.
Oh, he's probably having some lowly intern do that for him.
Also,
he's crying.
A dentist is hard to break up with.
Yeah.
Lawyers, which I didn't really get that one, and other specialty fields in the medical, I guess, arena, you know, like your ladies' doctors, I think, because you try to find a new lady doctor there.
I have had to do that.
Yeah.
I had one who was just a little crazy at some of the stuff that she would say, and I had to break up with her.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
It was awkward, but I moved on quickly.
What kind of stuff did she say?
I don't know if I can say it on the radio, honestly.
That's crazy.
It was very odd.
Was she saying, wow, you look nice today or something?
I'll tell you off air,
okay,
and you can tell me if it's radio friendly, because I don't feel
not.
Like it is.
Okay.
It was
awkward. I'm already getting nervous.
I'm
going to say no, it's not. I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
No, I don't want it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
If you're planning on binging on Halloween candy, I've got some great news for you. There is a secret weapon that you can use to eat as much Halloween candy as you want and not pay for it.
Huh?
Now, a lot of people may not know this, but when you binge on candy, you fill your stomach with sugar, which is exactly what bacteria eat. And that means that the bad bacteria in your stomach can grow out of control.
Uh-oh.
Now, there's a way to stop that and cause the good bacteria to actually keep the balance correct. And that is to eat certain fermented foods after you eat the candy.
Fermented.
Is that kind of like when you have like acid reflux or something, you eat that big old greasy burger and fries, and then you take one of those acid reflux pills just to kind of balance it all out?
Nothing like that.
Good.
Okay. So the thing is, Cato, fermented may have sounded bad to you at first, but hear me out. Sauerkraut.
Oh, I love sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut is the best thing you can eat after eating candy.
Now, I don't sit around and eat a can of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you might need to, depending on how much sugar you eat.
I can eat it on a Reuben.
Can you dip it in chocolate, the sauerkraut, and just eat them both together?
I suppose that would taste gross, but you could do it.
Yeah.
Also, yogurt is a fermented food.
Okay.
And some yogurts are pretty good.
Yeah.
Also, let me see if I say this right, kombucha. Okay.
Yeah.
So that is a fermented food. That's Korean, I believe, or it's definitely Asian.
Well, you know what's so confident? I want to say behind the scenes right now, Tori's over there as Tom's pronouncing it, going, yeah, nodding her head, yes, that is correct. And then he goes on to kind of answer that. And she's like, she's got like shrugged shoulders, like, I don't know that.
Well, he looked at me. So I was like, yes, kombucha, that's right. And then he's like, ask him where it's from. I'm like, I don't know.
Well,
the grocery
store.
You're
so confident on the pronunciation.
Yeah.
I thought you might know what country.
I didn't do the origin research.
It's from the West Indies.
I believe it's Korean. And kimchi also is another one that is fermented and
kimchi,
good for you.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Okay, yeah, those two, I think, get confused for each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or any of my leftovers in my fridge is fermented food.
So like I said, sauerkraut and yogurt are great foods for you to have after candy.
Have you ever had kimchi?
I don't know.
You know, our friend Mimi going to Earshot one time, her and Kenson. I'd be at their house. They'd be throwing little parties, and she's opening jars of it and laying it out, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to throw up.
What's it look like?
Fermented cabbage.
Okay.
Which I think that's kind of
probably what it is. Yeah.
But I never got the chance to taste it.
Well, unfortunately for your gut biome, you missed out.
Probably should've.
I mean, what you doing? You know, kids go out for Halloween candy and they come back, they on that sugar high. It's like, all right, I fixed some sauerkraut. Line up in the kitchen.
If you do it right, yeah. You tell them you can have some candy, but you have to have sauerkraut with each one, and that'll help keep them from eating too much candy, too.
I don't feel like I ever had an issue with too much candy. I just ate it. And then I went to bed. It wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't. As your kid, it doesn't sit in your stomach the same way as an adult.
But do you like sometimes eat a whole bag of M&Ms, like the family size bag of M&Ms, and think, why did I do that? Or
no, I never think why. I'm like, why did I buy two bags?
And Tori, I wasn't really talking about kids here. This is for the adults that are binging on the food.
This is for the adults that's stealing all the Halloween candy from their kids.
Exactly. Because you know you go in there after they go to bed and you pick out some candy bars and some stuff that you like. Mm-hmm. And so then afterwards you need to balance out your gut. I never knew sauerkraut was so good for you. I'm not like Kato. I wouldn't want to eat a whole can of it, but I'll have it on a hot dog or on a Reuben or something.
And as much as you complain about your gut, I think you probably need to up your intake of sauerkraut and yogurt.
Up yours. Maybe we both need to.
I'm going
to
go have a Reuben today, and I'm going to have sauerkraut on
it. I'll just buy a can of sauerkraut, come in, and eat it here in the morning.
Don't do that.
I mean, do it. It won't be as crunchy.
I'll be honest.
You know what sauerkraut's going to do to your intestines later.
I know what it's going to do to the studio, and
that's
it's going to smell
I was
it up.
Saying.
Oh. Is cabbage or sauerkraut worse when you're cooking it?
Isn't sauerkraut cabbage?
Or what's that other thing, the little round things? Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts.
Oh, my goodness.
But they stink.
They do.
Get them at Red Lobster, and they're kind of crispy in that sauce.
Yeah, they put them in sugar and bake them with crispy sugar on them.
They're still good.
Maybe I need to put chocolate on my Brussels sprouts. Here's some chocolate Brussels sprouts, kids.
You know, that might work.
Let's do it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we have had a lot of fun getting in the Halloween mood, I guess, talking about scary movies. A lot of them out there, they're saying they're so scary they make you throw up and stuff. But have you ever thought about those cheesy Halloween, not necessarily Halloween movies, but scary movies that are just so cheesy that it's not even really fun to watch?
When they keep falling and keep making horrible decisions, and at the end of it, you're like, I hope he does get you.
There's a phrase for that. It's called an idiot plot.
So okay.
It basically is a plot of a movie that only an idiot would have done the things that they do.
Well, that's in every scary movie, though.
Pretty much.
That doesn't make it bad.
But not all of them, because like you had Nope, where they were like, nope, I ain't getting to do this, but they still got hunted down.
There's tons of lists out there of least scary movies, like scary movies. And, you know, they all conflict with each other. But some of them were like, Boogeyman's not scary. Leprechaun's not scary, which, like, Yeah, Scary Leprechauns.
It's creepy looking, though.
Okay.
I've seen it. I can't remember.
Even The Haunting was like one of the top ones. I've not seen that one. Halloween Resurrection. So tons of these movies, they say, are not so scary that's supposed to be scary. And they don't have a good plot line, which do they really need one?
I think when you surpass Halloween 3, you've gone too far. You know, because Halloween 3 actually wasn't about Michael Myers.
Yes.
1 and 2 were, 3 was about Seasons of the Witch, and then 4 came back with Michael Myers, and they should have ended it too.
I feel like I'm listening to a podcast of movie nerds right now.
So how many times have you been watching a scary movie and just turned it off? Have you ever done that, or do you just sit through that whole bad, cheesy, scary movie?
That's usually when I pick up my phone and I start scrolling.
I rarely ever quit watching a movie. It's like once I've invested that little bit of time, yeah, I'm riding it out.
I might pause it and pick it up tomorrow when the sun's out. No.
Well, that's not from it being bad. That's from it being scary.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got some signs that you're watching a bad horror movie, okay? So the serial killer wears a hockey mask and pads and skates, which makes it fairly easy to outrun him in the woods. You got those ice skates on?
Well, you mean, as she's mentioned, they walk so slow and yet they can't get away from them.
I know.
I kind of love the idea of him having pads on where he falls. He's like, ow, good thing I got my pads on.
Yeah. Another sign you're watching a bad horror movie, the homeowners are haunted by political robocalls from Donald Trump and Kamala.
I'll be so ready when this election is over because the amount of text messages I get, they text me more than people who actually care about me.
I don't understand. I didn't think they were allowed to do that. I thought our phones were supposed to be off limits.
Whatever.
Okay, signs that you're watching a bad horror movie, instead of completely possessing the victim, the demon lodges in their lower intestine and randomly pokes its head out and says, boo.
That's like on Alien, wasn't it?
Yeah. So that
I thought that looked like a cheesy part of the movie.
I agree.
Alien pops out.
I thought it was real as crap.
Okay, mm-hmm. Signs you're watching a bad horror movie. The killer has butter knife fingers instead of sharp fingers. It's like just butter knives.
Be funnier with spoons.
All right. People keep saying, I'll be right back. They leave the room and actually come back. That's the sign you're watching a bad horror movie. Because, every time they run off, like these two are going to run off, it's like they get killed.
It's like the music starts getting real tense, and then they walk back in the room. I'm back.
Signs you're watching a bad horror movie. In the end, the hero assures the monster that his feelings are valid, and he teaches him how to deal with them and not be so violent.
That just sounds like a modern-day politically correct ending.
Hey, buddy, you're doing your best, okay?
All right, signs you're watching a bad horror movie. The oldest priest performs an exorcism while the youngest priest beatboxes. I'm sorry.
The idea of rapping the ghost out. Yeah. The ghost is like, okay, I'm going.
I said, get out. Get out right now.
Okay, you're spitting on me.
Oh, sorry about that. And I have a cold.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
spit all over me.
Yeah, I'm dying. You might want to get some kind of hand sanitizer.
Yes. Just spray my face.
And then finally, top signs you're watching a bad horror movie. None of the killer's power tools work because he bought them off Craigslist. Just like, I can't get this started, man. I want to kill you, but I can't get it started.
The victim just points and laughs.
Yeah.
That's what you get for being cheap.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We're talking about scary stuff. How about the scary stuff, the movies you watch that you have no control over? Dreams, nightmares even.
Yeah.
What are the most common nightmares out there, and do you have them?
Mm-hmm.
The most common nightmare, you'll probably recognize it, is feeling like you're falling from a high area and you're going to die. Now, most people wake up before they hit the ground.
Yeah.
It's your brain's way of protecting you and keeping you from dying for real, because if you hit the ground in your dream, you will die.
What?
Don't say that.
I think I saw that movie.
Yeah.
It does. It's weird because you wake up and you think to yourself, why did I wake up? Is my brain protecting me? But one time I dreamed I was falling and I landed on the ground because I fell out of my bed.
Oh, my goodness.
So that one wasn't just a dream.
Uh-huh.
And it did almost kill me. Being chased is the next thing on the list.
I get that one, and then you can't outrun anybody, or your shoes untied, or you keep tripping.
Of course, and that's partly because you can't move your feet since you're dreaming, and so you feel like the sand is keeping you from running or something.
And that's when I wake up going,
yes. And it's so funny because you don't really yell and scream. It's like this muffled attempt to scream.
Yes. Yeah.
My wife wakes me up when I'm doing that. She's like, what in earth is going on?
That's scarier than what's happened in the dream for her.
I scared John half to death the other day because I was having a dream that I was helping this baby and we were pointing at the door because he had hit his head. And so I pointed at the door and I was like, that's a bad door, just kind of joking with the baby. And he said in real life, in my sleep, I was pointing my finger.
Huh.
And he was like, what are you doing, devil woman? Get out of here.
Yeah. I thought you were going to be poking him in the face or something.
I did too. Right in the forehead.
Dying is a nightmare people have. I've never dreamed that I died. Uh-uh. It's like it always protects me from that. I always wake up before whatever's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just because my mind doesn't have a good answer. Like, I don't know what to do after we die, so I'm just going to bail on this. I don't have a good enough imagination.
So these are the top dreams people have, and dying's one, and none of us never had that one?
It's not the top dreams. It's the top nightmares.
Top nightmares, yeah.
So we haven't had that nightmare.
Yeah.
Feeling lost, like you can't find your way around. I had an unusual one recently where we were on a vacation, and I kept losing my dogs. They would wander off, and we were like at some place with a lake and a beach, and I was like, I'd just keep wondering where my dogs were, and then I'd be upset because I'm like, where are the dogs? They've wandered off.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid, but it was like very frantic at the moment because I was worried about my dogs.
Well, that's a lot of those nightmares too, is like you're trying to find something specific for that moment and you can't find it. Like it's going to save you, like, you know, where's the knife or whatever? And you're like, I know I put it here, and the monster's breaking in the room.
Who moved my knife?
Yeah.
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 Okay, they said another nightmare people have is feeling trapped.
Yeah.
Being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Missing an important event. So for the longest time after college, I would wake up and I would think, or I would be dreaming and I would think I had missed a class for the entire semester and it was finals. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to pass that that final test because I didn't go to the class.
I always had a dream that my college called me after graduation and said, sorry, you didn't actually pass.
Right.
It was the worst dream.
It is, because you're like, oh my God, all that shows you how much post-traumatic stress you're carrying from college.
Yeah. Well, you have the test and you're like, you don't know any of the answers. You're like, I studied for this.
That was real life.
Tori, you got a call on line two.
Stop.
From a university.
Yeah.
Go away.
Now, here's a weird one. A third of us have had a bad dream about our teeth falling out.
Oh, yeah.
I have that where you bite down on something and all your teeth crunch. Mm. They just break and shatter.
Mine is always in the middle of a speech. And they just start crumbling out. And so I'm trying to still give the speech as I'm scooping them back into my mouth.
That's a weird one. I've never had that, but that's a great dream.
It's like terrifying. A bunch of chiclets falling out your mouth.
Okay.
It's like it feels like sand because they crumble so much.
Yeah.
Well, one out of four have had a nightmare about their spouse leaving them.
Mm.
I didn't really have a nightmare, but I woke up once at 2 a.m. and my wife was gone. And I was like, dang, this is harsh. But she actually had gone to a walk-in clinic because she ended up having an appendix taken out. Ooh. But she didn't wake me up to go with her.
Now, are they nightmares or are they dreams?
So far, they're nightmares for me.
I mean, I think on that one, it could be either way.
It could be a pleasant dream. Is that what you're saying?
It could be a pleasant dream. Like, I hope when I wake up, she's gone.
Yeah, and then you roll over and you're like, dang it.
Well, I've had some smaller ones, too. 14% have nightmares about car trouble. 12% said they couldn't find their car in a parking lot.
That's true.
And then this is one of the scarier ones. 7% have had a bad dream about their computer malfunctioning.
Ooh.
Scary.
Ooh. How about the nightmare where you just hear this noise and you can't find where it's coming from and you're going through your dream. You spend like an hour, it seems like, looking for this loud noise. It's irritating. And it'd be your alarm clock trying to get you up to go to work.
Oh, it's a nightmare when you realize how late you are.
It's been going on for a while.
Well, they do have people said they dream of oversleeping, and that is a bad nightmare for them.
How about a nightmare where you're naked and you can't find your clothes and you're out in public somewhere?
That was last weekend.
That is a good one that you mentioned, but maybe they just didn't consider it a nightmare.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a pleasurable dream for some people.
It's just a nightmare for me. I got you.
We know.
Yeah. You do?
Well, I was in your dream.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.